a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our Mercury Retrograde Show. Planetary influences, talking about what's going on in the skies that can mess your life up today, or something like that. We're having today's astrologer, is our regular astrologer. I don't know why I said it that way. Rob Stewart from innercenter.org. That's innercenter.org. And he, you can reach him if you ever want to chart down and update a solar return. And in fact, I meant to put him on the spot last time and tell him I wanted to have a peek at what my solar return was. And Mercury, I didn't get it done. So anyways, if you have any questions, it is a live call-in show. It's 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057. And remember, astrology gives you more information with which to make better decisions. It is not there to make your decisions for you. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Dr. Kevin. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing today?
Well, you know, I usually, you know, because I have a natal Mercury retrograde. So I was born with Mercury retrograde, and usually Mercury retrograde don't seem to affect me as much as they do other people. This one's just been whacking me. I don't know. I think you took this one from an alternative universe or something. Where'd you get this Mercury retrograde, Rob?
Yeah, no, this one's, it's definitely been a doozy. You know, in Gemini, it's definitely been one for the ages. No doubt about that. But it is, Mercury's going direct here on June 23rd, just in a few days. So that's the good news.
Yep. And we'll have another Mercury retrograde underneath our belt. But outside of that, living the life, enjoying the house, enjoying the kids, enjoying the husband, and staying, busy. But all in a good way. So I really can't complain. It's all minor inconveniences for me so far, and I'd like to keep it that way. So how are you doing these days, Mr. Rob?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Feels like summer's kicking off here. Weather's warming up. Mercury's going direct shortly. And I can't complain. You know, for me, it's some minor stuff as well, but you know, Mercury retrograde, it always brings some tests and communication and all that stuff. And for everybody, you know, no matter how prepared you are, you know, the universe always will stretch us to grow and expand. And
so let me ask you something that I don't know that I've ever made this association before, and maybe it's just a one-off deal, maybe it's this Mercury, but I would like your opinion on something. I have seemed to have an increase in my client practice during this Mercury retrograde of clients who are suddenly now either recognizing in a way that they never did, or actually having come back to them, their memories, their abuse memories from their childhood. And, you know, when something happens, well, you know, I do this kind of work, I've done it for years. So, you know, if I'm working with a client and we're digging around and stuff starts popping up, it means I'm doing my job. But it seems like it's more than one, and it's been during Mercury retrograde, and it's looking like there's a little bit of a pattern there. What do you think? Is there anything in this Mercury that would be highlighting forgotten traumatic memories?
Yeah, I mean, I think in some respect, all Mercury retrogrades will be sort of, you know, bringing up some of these past things. Just the nature of a retrograde is to look backwards, to reevaluate our thinking process, our perception, learning to communicate about these things in a new way. But for all you mentioned, these things showing up a lot for you and your clients. I've forgotten where Gemini is in your chart. What's the where is it located in your chart?
Gemini is in my, well, I have Scorpio rising and an intercepted first in Sag with Sag, so all my Sag is in my first. So Capricorn is in my second. So Cancer is in my eighth. So Gemini is in my seventh. I just often think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. That makes so much sense because, you know, the seventh house, it's the type of thing that we, in some respect, we sort of, divorced ourselves from in some way, you know, not an entire, I mean, there's some sort of conscious, oh, that energy's out there type of thing. And the reason we interact with it out there is to recognize it within ourselves and reclaim that sort of energy within our own being. And with Mercury retrograde in the seventh, that makes a lot of sense that you're attracting to you some clients that are revisiting past memories, past perceptions, past, you know, processing. So yeah, that does make a lot of sense, in fact.
Okay. I was just curious because I haven't noticed this in other Mercury retrogrades, but this one in particular, it seemed to show up a little theme-like.
Yeah, so, yeah. And that, I mean, it, you know, also Mercury has been squaring Neptune for a period of time as well. So there's definitely a lot of these sort of, I don't know, breaking through some old veils. And particularly for you, it would be about working with other people that are breaking through, you know, doing this sort of past memory retrieval or whatever it is, you know. So, yeah, you know, every retrograde, it's occurring in a different sign, and it shows up in a different place in our house, in our housing system. So with you, it's in, you know, the people that you're attracting to you. And so, yeah, it all sort of makes sense. And the good news is that it does go direct on June 23rd. So I think we'll all be happy about that when that rolls around.
Well, in my case, I don't want to say unfortunately when I say this, because this is what I do for a living. You know, I'm in my 31st year of being a spiritual coach, counselor, and catalyst, and helping people recover and heal from traumatic events and move forward and take back their power. I mean, this is my bailiwick. This is my bread and butter. And, you know, and I'm very good at it. Saying that, all of these that are coming up, Mercury will go direct, but the aftershock and the cleanup will not.
I mean, there's the shadow period after retrograde stations direct. There's a period of time of sort of, you know, assessing what we've learned and integrating. And and sometimes when there's bigger things that come to play, there's, you know, it's time to kind of move forward on some things in a new way. You know, whenever a planet goes retrograde and then direct, there's something about like a changing of tide and this shift and putting into practice what we have reassessed and understood in a deeper way.
Yeah. So why don't you let us know what's going on now?
Yeah. All right. So, so the sun is entering the sign of Cancer on the 21st, and so you know, the sign of Gemini. The sun was in Gemini here for the past month, and Gemini is about exploring information, connecting, communicating, interacting with the world outside of us, and interacting with people to get more information, to learn, and to grow in those ways. And when the sun enters Cancer on the 21st, there's this you know, the sun, whatever the sun, whatever the transit sun is touching in the chart, it sort of, it's emphasized in our awareness more. And in the sign of Cancer, there's a really delicateness in Cancer. It's about nurturing, it's about mothering, it's about feeling safe, belonging, and things of that nature. And so, the symbol of the sign of Cancer is the crab, and the crab has this tremendously delicate, soft meat that everything in the ocean and on the shore wants to eat. And so, it's needed more protectiveness, and it's created a shell. And that's the thing with the sign of Cancer. There's this really soft, nurturing, delicateness to it, but it's so soft, it needs protection. It needs a shell. And so, the challenge with the sun in the sign of Cancer is, how do we create boundaries and a shell, but not too thick of a shell so that we can't even sense the emotions and the feelings in the outside world, versus, just enough of a shell so that we can feel those things, but also feel safe. So this is the sort of exploration with the sun in Cancer for the next month. And as a Cancer yourself, Dr. Kevin, this is probably a theme in your life to some degree, with your birthday coming up. You there, Dr. Kevin?
So keep telling me what's going on.
Let's see. So the sun is entering the sign of Cancer on the 21st. It'll be there through July 22nd. On June 23rd, the sun is going to trine Jupiter. And this is a really nice flowing energy. This will be in place from June 19th until June 27th about. And there's just a lot of sort of dramatic enthusiasm for life when sun makes this positive trine with the sun. A lot of zest and joy and sort of outflowing goodwill and generosity and things. And the thing to be mindful about is just being aware if there's sort of a tendency for grandiosity or self-importance or things of that nature during this period of time. It can be a heightened energy at this period of time. But this is also occurring while Venus in the sign of Cancer is opposite Pluto and Capricorn. And so there's potential for healing some challenges in relationship with this energy, with the sun trining Jupiter and Venus opposite Pluto. Some things can come up with regards to power struggles or things like that. And there's real opportunities to work through that and heal in the ways that are right, particularly in relationship with Venus involved. And let's see, I know we're coming up to a break here soon, but on the 23rd, like I said, Mercury's going direct. And we talked a bit about that with Mercury going direct. It's a time to kind of, take everything we've learned these past 3 weeks, to put it more into practice, I don't know, to really move forward on things in terms of communication. And with Mercury retrograde, we've all been, meditating in some way or doing some deep internal processing of things in our life. And when Mercury goes station direct, there's something about, okay, now it's time to move forward and be a bit more direct with communication and work things out in a more direct way in life. And it's a great time to move forward on projects at work or whatever it is here coming up after the 23rd.
Well, one of the things I always tell my clients is that make the plans, do the internal, figure it all out during the retrograde. You can get the plans of the way forward pretty solid, and then stop, wait 2 to 3 days after Mercury goes direct, review everything, and then apply it.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And there is this, what's called a post-shadow period, which is about a week after, Mercury goes direct. And it's just a time of, you know, some of the things we've been working on during Mercury retrograde might come up to be, you know, worked through in sort of a more direct way. So that's something people can look to, you know, towards the end of this month to the end of June. So yeah, but with Mercury going direct, that communication should be flowing a bit more smoothly following the 23rd. And yeah, it's just a time to move forward.
So now when we have other things going on during a Mercury retrograde, like these other aspects, these other planets, these other shifts, is there any kind of like delay or any kind of influence that Mercury retrograde would have on some of the challenges that are going on with what's happening?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so during Mercury retrograde, we've had a bad spot today next to a road. You know, with Mercury retrograde, the solar eclipse occurred during the Mercury retrograde, the full moon lunar eclipse occurred during the Mercury retrograde. And so what that's saying is that over these next 6 months, because it occurred during a Mercury retrograde, there is something that we're reassessing and we're reevaluating and we're re-understanding in some way moving forward. Something about reassessing, you know, looking at our perception, what are we perceiving, you know, rethinking things. And so, yeah, you know, the things that do occur with Mercury retrograde, there are definitely some, it has an effect on all those things, because it's something about revisiting, looking to the past and internalizing this review that's occurring.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, there is a lot of, you know, we know everything kind of works in some kind of synergy. Here is our first break, and we'll be right back with Planetary Influences with Rob Stewart.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. Here on Om Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one Om at a time. So, we are here with Rob Stewart of InnerCenter.org,
who is going over the planetary influences for the month. And remember, we don't give our power to astrology. We use it as an assistance tool with which to get more information and to live a better life. So, Rob, what else is going on?
Yeah, that's right, Dr. Kevin. And so we have a full moon in Capricorn on June 24th. It's at 3 degrees Capricorn. And so full moons are a time to really check in with what is no longer working in life for us. It's a time of completion and fulfillment and letting go of the things that no longer are needed. Oftentimes at a full moon, because it's when the moon is opposite the sun, there's our needs and our wants are a bit at odds. And so there's something to be worked through and all that. And with the moon in Capricorn, there might be some emotions that are being a bit suppressed or some difficulties with regards to emotions in some way. So that's something to look at. And maybe there's something to let go of in terms of some old suppression of emotions. But it's also a time to kind of step into being more mature with our emotional inner landscape, that type of thing. And so let's see, you know, so some of the questions to ask oneself, I guess you could say, is, am I being mature and realistic here in life? Am I thinking in practical terms? Practical is a really big Capricorn theme. Am I thinking about long-term success? And am I being disciplined in working towards that long-term success? These are some of the themes that I encourage people to ask themselves during this period of time, during this full moon. And during this full moon, it's occurring right when Neptune is stationing retrograde. And there's something there with Neptune going retrograde, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But there's something about seeing through the veil a little bit getting a bit more practical, getting a bit more disciplined in our life, in our emotional life as well. And the sun will be trining Jupiter during this time as well. So that's, you know, there's some really positive aspects to this with regards to generosity and optimism and all that type of thing. And Mercury, not only that, Mercury is trining Saturn during this full moon. So, you know, and Mercury is direct at that time. So there is something that we're being asked to let go of the things that no longer work. We've been building structure here. We can look back to the corresponding new moon, which was 6 months ago on January 12th. And you know, think back to that and think back to what was beginning at that time. What is not working with regards to building long-term structure, with regards to that beginning that began early in January or thereabouts. And with Mercury trining Saturn, there's definitely this sort of maturity and responsibility and disciplined energy that is being brought to this full moon process of letting go of what no longer is needed. So that's the full moon on the 24th. Anything you want to chime in about that?
Well, yeah. So I want to chime in for a second about this. The new moon was in January. And, you know, we started 2021 with, oh, thank God 2020 is over. But pretty early on into 2021, we knew, yeah, the 2020 is over, but the pandemic's not gone. Places aren't opening up. It's, if anything, it's continuing to have problems. We're having the switchover of the presidencies. We had a lot of stuff going on, and now we're coming up to try to learn to be practical with our emotions. That was a highly emotional time.
That's right. That's right.
And I think that a lot of people were in various levels of emotional struggle. Like, somebody's lying. Who's lying? Is it my guy? Is it their guy? You know, there was definitely, let's face it, we had the whole January 6th thing, and that was followed, you know, just 10 days later by a new moon, and that was still rocking America. Go ahead.
I just noticed recently, or seeing that in the news a bit more, there's maybe some more investigation or something with regards to all that. And it's just funny how, you know, the news cycle definitely follows the astrological elements of this. This is the full moon. Aspect with regards to that event that really did occur on that new moon a few days before it. So, yeah. So, you know, there's something, you know, to be, and it's, you know, it's in Capricorn. So that's about government. That's about, you know, these sort of these structures in society. What were you going to say, Dr. Kevin?
Well, no, but just that, you know, there was part of what happened with the Capitol riots did have an emotional wounding to America. I feel like America was emotionally wounded by what happened, and even has continued to be wounded by people now trying to deny it and trying to put it down. I mean, it's ludicrous. Somebody wants to now, you know, that we should hold that police officer accountable that killed that woman who was breaking into the Capitol. We're asking the wrong question. She was the victim. No, she was breaking into the Capitol. But all of this is coming up now. I mean, these conversations about they have hundreds and hundreds of more people that they're looking at that they're going to charge with this for this riot. There's the, you know, this insurrection. There's lots of stuff bubbling up. And so I think that this full moon could, you know, you say we're going to be emotionally working towards practical and logical. I suspect it's also going to have some bubbling up of unresolved emotional energy about what happened and how it's been dealt with and where it's left us.
No kidding. And, you know, in the sign of Capricorn, the moon is really restricted. You know, it's a really difficult place for the moon because there's a bit of restricted emotional expression and a bit of suppression of emotion. So it's like, you know, wanting to have emotion, but having to be mature and having to grow up quick, you know, that those types of energies are related to moon and Capricorn, which certainly relates to all the emotional charge with regarded to that event. And the fact that it's, you know, it's sort of, there's things being discussed now about it. I forgot if it's a reanalysis of it or something, but yeah, it's always amazing how the new cycle definitely follows these astrological cycles.
Yep. I think we could find that you know, a lot of people rode around the new moon on the emotionality of our country has been deeply wounded, and our democratic process has been attacked, and that there was a lot of almost hysterical energy right after it all happened, and we brought that into this new moon. And now as we come up to this full moon to look at the other side of it, we're going to have to, because the emotions didn't get us anywhere. Everybody said it was terrible until, you know, enough time passed that they could politicize it, they could pretend it didn't happen. You know, there was some Republican rep the other day said, oh, that was just a normal heavy Taurus day. And that media is exaggerating. I don't know if you heard that or not, but yeah, it was just a heavy Taurus day. It really wasn't anything. Somebody said that. So I think that, you know, it may be interesting. Maybe those restricted emotions will do what the flowing out of control emotions when it all was happening didn't get done, which was to make substantive change and grow up. Like, no matter who does it, I don't care how good you think your guy is, this behavior was unacceptable. So it will be interesting. So that's it. I've waited enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I mean, there's obviously a pretty emotionally charged event, no doubt about that. And with a full moon in Capricorn, there's things to be, choices to be made, and sort of a peaking of that energy coming up on that full moon. So on June 27th, Venus enters Leo, and Venus, there's a couple of things about Venus. You know, Venus is about how we relate to ourselves. So your natal placement of Venus will describe how you relate to yourself, how you treat yourself. And in so doing, that's how other people treat you as well. You know, how we treat ourselves is often how we are treated by others. And it's by shifting the way we treat ourselves, we can really make the shift in the external world as well. So when Venus is transiting through the signs, we're all sort of working a bit with those energies, though predominantly the natal chart Venus is most important with regard to Venus. But we're sort of experimenting, trying on these different energies as Venus is transiting the zodiac. So Venus entering the Leo on June 27th until July 22nd, Leo's about, you know, being the center of one's own universe. So Venus and Leo is better kind of being the star of your own show, that type of energy. It's there's the desire for positive and supportive feedback, and also the desire to provide others with positive and supportive feedback as well. Again, because it's, you know, it's not how we treat ourselves, it's how we also treat other people. And so there's this inward and outward energy with regards to Venus. Go ahead.
So let me ask you a question here. I'm doing application here because, as you know, and probably most of my listeners may or may not remember, but know somewhere, of course, my birthday is coming up, and it means that my solar return for my Venus is going to be in Leo for the year.
Yeah. So this would certainly speak to, that a lot of Venetian qualities for the coming year with regards to Leo and like I said, being the center of one's own universe, that's a big Venus and Leo type of thing. Wanting to, loving oneself, loving other people, having that big hearted Leo love is a big part of that, you know? Optimism, enthusiasm, these are all sort of Leoan energies, creativity and fun, wanting to be creative, wanting to have fun, supporting others and having fun and creativity. But also with Leo, there's that need to be the center of one's partner's or spouse's full attention. You know, the Leo, Leo doesn't have time to not be in, the spotlight, you know what I mean? And so with Venus and Leo, definitely there's this sort of pressure, I guess you could say, perhaps, on, in partnership and things to, see me and enjoy me as I'm enjoying you. That type of energy is a part of Venus in that sign.
Now, so like my natal Venus is in Cancer. And so this progressed Venus is going to be in, well, not progressed, sorry, solar return. My solar year is going to be in Leo. And will probably pretty much be hanging out with my natal Mercury, or less. Is that going to intensify it, that whole thing? Because it's going to be going over my natal Mercury when it comes?
Well, I would say, I mean, first of all, the natal Venus and the transit Venus won't be making an aspect because they're you know, within 30 degrees or thereabouts of one each of each other. But with regards to your natal Mercury, there's definitely going to be a focus on communication and those sort of Leoian, you know, I don't know, maybe you're planning on some online venues or, you know, maybe some Clubhouse stuff going on and really, you know, connecting with people in that way and being, you know, the center on the stage type of thing, you know? I mean, there's really, you know, a focus on communication, on teaching, on input and output of information. So even just, you know, being attracted to information that supports optimism and enthusiasm will also be a theme this year as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, my app comes out later this summer. My 64 shades on the Dr. Kevin ADD rainbow will be available. And I've already been asked to do a 3-part ADD series right after my birthday in Clubhouse. So it seems like it's all coming together. So go ahead. Let's keep moving. But I'm just trying to apply, and I'm trying to show our listeners how if you know your chart and you see what's going on, and like for all of these people that in the next several weeks, once Venus goes into Leo, you're all going to have a solar return with a Venus in Leo. This may help you chart the course if you're trying to decide which of two energies you're thinking would be better supported. This could be a piece of information that could help you make that decision. And so when I ask these questions of Rob and I do these applications, I'm doing them on my chart because, yes, I'm curious, but I also want you to see the power of having this knowledge and how you can take this knowledge in and work in it to have more information with which to make better decisions. So go ahead. What else is up, Mr. Rob?
Yeah, right on. And I see astrology as really, you know, a clock on the wall that's pointing to some of the undercurrent energies that are occurring. And so, you know, as we all know, it's better to swim with the current than against it. And astrology can really be helpful in that way. So, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Great.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show on this, the third Thursday of June. And third Thursdays mean planetary influence with Rob Stewart from innercenter.org. That's innercenter.org, where if you would like to be able to have your chart and tune in once a month and find out what's going on, we'd be more than happy. You know, Rob, you can get, Rob can do your chart, bring you up to date. You check in here once a month with us. He talks about what's going on. And because it's a live call-in show, 202-570-7057, with your chart in front of you and with Rob on the air, you could always call and ask him a couple of questions about it. Like, well, what does that mean to me, Rob? You did my chart, so blah, blah, blah. You could replace me for being a pain in Rob's backsides. How's that sound, Rob?
Yeah, that sounds great. And yeah, I definitely welcome any, you know, if someone wants, you know, a really brief chart, we could always do that on the air or something like that. You know, just a few minute mini chart read looking at the evolutionary astrology perspective of the chart. And I always find the chart readings, they're so, for me, they've been so tremendously helpful. And I know that hearing back from clients, it is for them as well. There's something about astrology that is helpful of validating what we feel, you know, because, you know, you can look at a chart and see some pretty deep things about that person, and all of it understandable, all of it completely and absolutely understandable. And oftentimes we walk through life with all these warped mirrors in life, and we aren't, it's hard to sort of validate these things sometimes. And astrology, for me, the best readings are ones that are validating in terms of these challenges we face and these energies that we're learning how to work with in positive ways. So, but yeah, getting back to this next month here, there's a few planets going into retrograde.
Oh no, not over my birthday.
Yeah, well, maybe you can talk the planets out of it, Dr. Kevin, before your birthday swings around here.
I've been known to be charming. Don't tell me short. Go ahead.
Right. Well, so Mercury goes direct on June 23rd. Jupiter turns retrograde on June 20th, here in a couple days, and it'll be retrograde until the middle of October, October 18th. And so Jupiter is about abundance in our life. It's about the ability to envision and seize upon new possibilities and potentials for the future. Jupiter is this really expansive symbol in astrology. And in retrograde, there's something about each of us reviewing and reassessing where in life we feel abundant, where in life we feel optimistic, and where we don't, and sort of reassessing, reevaluating those types of themes. And, you know, with Jupiter retrograde, that there's something about reevaluating our belief systems, looking at beliefs that aren't supporting us, letting go of old beliefs that just no longer apply, that have run their course and are no longer needed. And also revisiting, how do I expand into the future? You know, these are the types of themes that we are to think about. And, you know, with Jupiter retrograde, it really takes a unique approach to step into that abundance. There's something about needing to take a more, you know, to change the approach with regards to abundance in our life. And so if something hasn't been working, this is a great time to readjust, rethink it, and try again in a different way with regards to abundance in your life. And so Jupiter's starting at 2 degrees Pisces. It'll go retrograde all the way back 10 degrees to 22 degrees Aquarius. And then it'll be moving forward on October 18th.
So it's going to be a Jupiter in a retrograde in Aquarius for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, July 4th, yeah.
Right. I'm forgetting. I don't know exactly where Jupiter will be on July 4th. I'm guessing it probably will be in Aquarius.
Well, if it's in 2 degrees Pisces on the 20th and goes retrograde, it would only have to travel 3 degrees. Yeah,
it's actually, it'll still be hanging on. It's still hanging on in Pisces at the first degree. So it's barely, it's right on the cusp. It's right on the cusp on your birthday.
Oh, so I'm going to have a Jupiter in Pisces on my birthday.
Yeah.
Where's
the cusp of Pisces in your chart? Was it the fourth?
Well, Because it's Capricorn in the second, and it's Aquarius in the third, okay. And so it's in the fourth.
Third
or fourth, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it's just saying, you know, for this year ahead, there, you know, it's at the first degree, so that's the degree of Aries. It's saying that this year, the sort of abundance perhaps in your life for the coming year, one way of working with that would be to trailblaze in a different way, first degree Jupiter in Pisces, with regards to you know, spiritual concepts, our connection with the cosmos. The work that you do, there's something about maybe shifting gears a little bit with regards to how you believe you should, looking at some beliefs with regards to that, and maybe throwing the ones that no longer are working and to move forward in some way with that. That's some of the potential themes with that. And you can look at aspects that Jupiter will be making with your natal planets at that time to learn more about that as well.
What's going on, Al?
Yeah, so we have a Neptune retrograde June 26th until December 1st. And, you know, Neptune in general is about the ability to experience transcendence in the face of life's traumas. You know, so when life is difficult at times, there's some real challenges at times in life. And Neptune is helping us transcend those things, to see the higher perspective, to step into that upper room, so to speak, with regards to this, the challenges that appear in life. And so when Neptune goes retrograde from June 26th until December 1st, we're being asked to revisit some of these aspects in our life. You know, oftentimes with Neptune retrograde, there's something about becoming a bit more practical with regards to how we transcend things. Maybe there's some aspects in life we've become a bit too rose-colored glasses wearing type of thing, where we're sort of looking through life with rose-colored glasses. And Neptune retrograde, it's saying, hey, you know, revisit these things where you're maybe bypassing some things when it's maybe there's a more practical way of going about it that's going to be better for yourself overall. It's just about revisiting the ways that we do transcend the challenges in our life. It's a time of being a bit more practical, as I said, from day-to-day life, and maybe, you know, getting the feet down, you know, on earth a bit more to find the best way forward. So that's a Neptune retrograde, and it's retrograde for a good 5 to 6 months each year.
And what sign?
It's in Neptune, and it's in Pisces. It's in Pisces. Yeah. right. Neptune is in Neptune. No, Neptune is in Pisces, and the retrograde over 6 months, it's just covering about 3 degrees of the zodiac. So it's a really slow moving planet. It takes like 160 years to complete one cycle through all the signs. So it's a really slow-moving planet.
So I'm going to have two planets retrograde in Pisces as my solar return. Gee, thanks, Rob. I appreciate this.
You know, I think retrograde planets get a bad rap, you know, because there's nothing inherently difficult or wrong with a retrograde planet. It's just a different approach. And at times it's, you know, it's a really welcomed approach because it's helping us switch gears. It's helping, change the energy and shift some things in life. So I see retrograde planets as doing exactly that.
So it may also change familial relationships and how I see them and interact with them from a spiritual perspective.
Yeah, it's very, very possible. I mean, in the solar return, Neptune definitely speaks to a whole bunch of different things, you know, from transcendence, like I said, of the difficulties in life, to also some escapism. You know, wherever Neptune is, we have a tendency to have some escapism qualities, or and maybe even some clouded cloudiness in wherever that it is in the chart. What you said makes sense.
I was just thinking because it's hanging out in my third or fourth, so there's definitely some stuff around home and siblings and stuff like that there.
Right. Yep. Yeah. No doubt.
Okay. What else is going on? What other good news do you have for me? Ha ha ha! About my solo return. I mean, what's going on in Cancer?
Right. So the last thing I have is the new moon in the sign of Cancer on July 9th. New moons are when the sun and the moon are conjunct. They're taking up the same location in the sky. And there's a new beginning with the new moon. And in the sign of Cancer, there's something about new beginning in terms of inner emotional landscape, inner belonging, inner safety, inner security, that type of thing. You know, all these themes related to the sign of Cancer that we spoke of earlier in the show about that, you know, knowing we don't want too thick of walls. We want safety, but only enough safety so that we can interact with the surroundings and tune into the feelings in the outer world. Any more safety and you get a bit disconnected from those things. So with a new moon in the sign of Cancer, there's this new beginning that's occurring in those areas. And, you know, the new moon is also trining Neptune that's retrograde in Pisces. So there is this aspect that's helping us get our heads out of the clouds a bit with Neptune retrograde. And, you know, perhaps this new cycle, this new beginning, helping us notice at times when we're wearing those rose-colored glasses that aren't necessarily needed at different times. They can be great in other times. And, so, you know, with the new moon in the sign of Cancer, it's about working through these unintegrated parts of our inner emotional landscape. Maybe our misunderstood emotions, having a new beginning, working newly with them. The sign of Cancer is about home, family, belonging, even country is related to the sign of Cancer. But it's about working towards more wholeness and more emotional healing. And so that new beginning is occurring July 9th, pretty close to your birthday, in fact.
So are there any other shifts that you have to talk about during the time of Cancer?
That's about it. Aside from the shift of Dr. Kevin moving 1 year, clicking one more on the chart for his age here. Aside from that one.
Yeah. Age is just a number. So where is the moon on July 4th? What moon am I getting stuck with this year? We got a couple extra minutes. I think this is a good time for me to,
to
take advantage of you as best I can. Pull out that ephemeris for the 4th and tell me what else is going on. Where's my moon going to be?
Yeah, so your moon will be in Taurus. It's in Taurus at the 0 degree. So that's a nice Taurian moon. It's quite conjunct the asteroid Ceres and pretty close to Uranus as well. So there might be some change, I guess you'd say, with regards to, you know, freeing yourself from some old emotional patterns, I guess you'd say, with Uranus there. Uranus brings a lot of change when it's needed, to, you know, the sort of departure from the old. And with Ceres there, Ceres is the Earth goddess. It's the sort of Mother Earth energy. And so, I don't know, as well. Sorry, moon is at 17 degrees. 0 degrees.
Say that again. You broke up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the moon is at 17 degrees in Taurus. It's not at zero. I originally thought it was 0 degrees, but it's okay. Not. It's at 17. Yeah.
Which is pretty much, I believe, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, I think it is definitely going to be opposed my natal moon in Scorpio.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, there might be, you know, like working through some of being of two minds emotionally at different times, you know, and, yeah, just working with that, you know, feeling this way and feeling the other way. And
So I think that it's going to be interesting to have this year with a Taurus moon opposing my natal Scorpio moon, with all of this stuff going on in Pisces, which is going to be trining or sextiling the whole enchilada.
There's definitely, you know, every year it brings some things to energies to work with and experiment with, and this year's no different, for sure. And we got a Pluto return for the United States here coming up in 2022, so it's a pretty interesting next year that we have, no doubt about that.
Okay, well, Rob, thanks so much, and we'll be talking to you about the time of Leo in about a month. Be well.
All right. Take care, Dr. Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Bye.
Bye.